grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Welcome aboard, everybody.
The man himself, Chris Fowley. Now,
good afternoon.
Chris Fowley, I just wanted to say Duncan Garner. Patrick Gower was in here earlier this week.
Not Duncan Garner.
Patrick Gower was in here earlier this week.
We'd have to do a deep clean.
He lumped loads of praise on us.
We would have Duncan Garner
put
up
on
here,
the charm factor.
All I could really think of was the fact that we've had Chris Fowley in here, who's been our mentor through all of this stuff. And has been the guy that has sort of shone a light on a lot of
Star Wars references.
Related.
We are the apprentices.
Once.
How's it go?
Doesn't matter. The point's made.
No, I am the master.
No, Chris Fowley, you are the master.
Hush now. But I did actually listen. And I was on my way home, actually, in the car. It was a very good conversation, and
interesting to hear him actually advocate. He's advocating. Mm. He didn't really do it so much on television.
I called him out because he was saying we, and I was like, yes, us, yes, and he was like,
good on you. You did put it to him, right? That on the BFM and to this audience, perhaps you know is he a bit more of an advocate compared to the show? And I know that. Well, I've certainly heard today, you know, a bunch of people kind of saying, oh, that. The show had a bit of kind of fear-mongering in some of the film parts. The panel discussion, very good, you know, maybe about the film bits, but I guess what I can say to that is, well, you know, it's on prime time, it gets people talking about it, there's ordinary mainstream kind of families sitting around watching it, and even though all those arguments did kind of come up, they got addressed, and I think they got addressed really well by the panel that was there. In terms of the side that was advocating yes, the people that were, it was a bit of a shame that it kind of felt like a bit of a sides.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a really good, really important discussion to have on primetime TV. So no matter what kind of, you know, if people thought, oh, it wasn't as positive as perhaps it could have been, well, then people wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it was really important that it was sort of straight down the middle, you know, on primetime. And geez, Helen Clark, what a star, eh? You know,
very, very, back, very rad lady. I think to the point of Patrick Gower sort of siding with the yes vote with us here, I think it just comes down to, like, if he's obviously looked into it a lot, you know, and I think the more you look into cannabis, you realise that there really is, yes is the only way to go. Like, he's obviously studied it enough now to know, you know what I mean? I feel like as soon as you look into it enough, there's really no other way.
You know that the current system in New Zealand is inherently racist.
Mm.
There's massive social justice and health issues at play. Why not try a different model?
Mm.
Make it a legal market.
I think that was a pretty clear take-home message from it last night. And yeah, you're right. It is important. You know, that he plays it down the middle. But you couldn't help. You know, if you do take a look at the evidence, you know, you can't but help to come out on the side.
It's true. Yeah. Interesting.
And so I think that is what's happening, right? Where we've, as people have had a bit of time and a bit of thought, you know, maybe as the lockdowns have been lifted, that kind of thing, and a bit more of a conversation about this, and lo and behold, the polls showing yes back in the lead again.
Mm. Optimistic atmosphere. Give it air. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
We've hashed it out a million times, but...
Nice pun!
It's going to come down to the youth vote. And getting your friends, family to enrol, which they can
do.
Vote.nz. Yep. The youth vote is potentially going to get this across the line.
We need the youth to roll up, don't we, John?
Mm. That roll up and vote, and you can do it in that order. That's exactly right. Or in the other order too.
But, I don't think John gets the puns.
They've opened now, right? I know a lot of people have already voted, which is awesome. And, you know, I actually wrote about it in my blog this week on the Daily Blog, that the enrolment and turnout is going to be what decides this, because the support is there.
Mm-hmm.
And it is important to know as well that these polls are only of intending voters. So these polls aren't even picking up the non-voters. As soon as you tell the person they're not going to vote, then you're not counted in it.
Mm.
So we're back in the lead in the polls that are of the intending voters, which is awesome. So there's probably actually a bit more support out there. And actually, I know that the Helen Clark Foundation hosted this week a online webinar earlier this week with a guy from the Brookings Institute in America, and he was talking about the evidence that shows that ballots over there have underreported support. In the polls leading up, that I guess there's people that might not want to say it in the pollster, but that when people are actually in the ballot box and the privacy there, that there's a few more percent that are willing to do it.
Politics.
So, you never know. We might be, a bit more ahead even than what the polls are saying. But it is going to come down to turnout. And young people in particular have the... And young people have the highest support by far and the lowest rate of actually voting. So that is going to make the difference.
Somebody saying, listening to you guys help me understand more about it all. I voted yes yesterday. Kia ora.
All right.
There you go. Proof positive. Proof positive.
Fantastic. 2 million more. That's what we need.
Tell all of your mates on the internet. What else, Chris?
And what else happened? So, there was a guy on the national program this morning talking about this. We were chatting about it off air. That this kind of fairly shadowy group called Gloo, GLOO.
Sounds friendly.
And as I say, it's not like shadow. Well, anyway, they're a church kind of run affiliate or evangelical run, big kind of data gathering program. That they can then go use, and certainly Project Sam, who are behind the Say Nope to Dope Here campaign, and we've talked before about their Dope a Dairy and all these sorts of things that they're putting out that you know don't really seem very factual in my mind, and it's interesting that they're kind of allowed to just do it. And I know that a lot of people have questioned how they're running full page ads in all the papers and TV ads and all sorts of things, right? It's fairly big.
Is it because there's no resources kind of to look into it and they're just getting away with it kind of thing?
I'm not sure.
I guess it's like minute thing, so they're like, heck, we get one shot, whether you're wrong or right, you still have slandered that, you know what I mean? It's a bit sneaky.
They're a bit, they're a lot more targeted. That this Gloo thing, the guy on the national program, 9 to Noon, whatever it's called, he described them as Cambridge Analytica on steroids. So they're
powerful.
They're drilling right down into different points about people's personalities, in particular mental health issues and whether they're vulnerable in certain ways, and then they can target messages and go around and knock on your door.
It's classic church.
In the modern world,
yeah,
right?
Big data.
You know, at this stage, he didn't. He said that they're probably behind Project Sam here too. It'd be interesting to hear their take on it and see what they say. But we could, I guess, give them the benefit of the doubt. Perhaps they just share the same name and aren't connected.
No, someone's 77-year-old mum told me today she is voting yes. Blew my mind, but her logic is solid.
Nice. Hey, I got to say, one of the most liked stories of the week was 80-year-old, I should really look him up, but Roderick, someone, I'm going to come back to you with the last name.
He's first name's 80 enough, years old. Actually. That's a strong first name.
Yeah, that's right. 80 years old and walking the streets, delivering flyers for the Yes campaign, never used cannabis, looked into it to think, this is an issue, I better do my research.
I love
like
that.
Like they keep
I
saying
that,
on the
man.
Net, do your research.
Yeah.
And he did, he's become a total convert, he's into legalization, he's out there delivering flyers, 80 years old.
Fucking awesome. And potentially there'll be some kind of medicine in it for him at some point, you know? No doubt, he might have some aches and pains after all those walks.
I wondered that too, actually.
Good on you, bro, if you're listening.
Speaking of medicine, New Zealand Medical Association in a bit of hot water this week. And again, their chair, Kate Braddock, she's been advocating for the NOPA campaign, appearing in media, quite a strong advocate for them. And a lot of doctors, it turns out, have been quietly questioning that. And this week went public, so a few kind of stories. And it turns out, of course, the NZMA, which is just a union for doctors. You've got to put it in perspective. They're not kind of like an authority or anything. They're a union for some doctors, shall we say.
Bit of a club.
And certainly, got a good, reputation in the past and things. And I think some doctors have thought that this is... perhaps muddied their reputation. But it turns out they weren't consulted at all on the position. And
shoot first, ask questions later. A little bit.
Well, there's been some resignations, even some doctors quitting the NZMA over it.
Heck, fair enough.
That's what I thought too.
People who drink and vote no are hypocrites. I see where you're coming from there. Good text.
Now we've got the Hawke's Bay iwi coming out in favour of legalisation.
Yes. That's right, and. I thought what was interesting there is that they were saying, well not only are there's some economic opportunities and there's medical cannabis and there's the controlling, being a health-focused approach and all these other things, and those are all good, valid reasons for getting in behind it. But even though they had some misgivings and it isn't a perfect law, what has got it for them is the justice that they felt. That people need to remember this is a justice issue. You know, no matter what else you think about other things about it, it comes back to, you know, should people be arrested? And if you don't think they should, then you have to vote yes.
Spot on. Someone's 52 and they're voting yes. Okay, sorry we had to go at the boomers the other day. I didn't mean anything about it. I was just fucking... Jesus, it's just in general. Sorry, we generalised, didn't we?
Won't do it again.
Talk to your mates, though, by the way.
Now, Chris, on Patrick Gower's panel discussion last night, there was a lot of concern for the children and New Zealand being some sort of, quote, test case for the world of legalising cannabis. And I got the impression that some of the guests thought that cannabis was a new thing. But it has been around for some time now. Well, I mean, what do you have to say about people thinking that it's sort of, this would be a test case with New Zealand legalising cannabis? We're not going to be a pioneer doing this in the world, are we?
No, we won't. And you know, I mean, when you look at places like Holland, it's from the 70s. Certainly American states, it's been going a long time now, a good 20 years. Mm. And in fact, Vermont became the latest today. Mm. So there's some breaking news.
And just on
Vermont
that,
legalised adult use and growing at home a couple of years ago by popular ballot.
You've been to a lot of these places, right?
Today, but today the actual legislature in Vermont extended that to retail sales. Mm. So that's a big breakthrough too, that it's not just happening through popular ballot, but the legislatures are willing to take it on as well.
I lived in Holland for a little while, and you've been to a lot of these places, no doubt. It's not hectically crazy and everything's going, you know what
opposite.
I mean? I didn't see
opposite.
It anywhere.
Yeah.
Because there's a place for it to be.
Yeah, and certainly I didn't see a single like teenager even try and walk into a coffee shop.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're just...
They're super
just totally
low key. Meh. They're almost like holes in the wall. You got to know, you know, it's like a...
Yeah. What about these people trying to protect vulnerable communities and people that are, you know, perhaps susceptible
to... Yeah, that's a fair enough. When you think about alcohol policy and pokies and that what point was made last night, you know, that these policies have really kind of failed to do that kind of thing, you know, but you learn from them, and that's what they've done with drafting the bill. Mm. And that's, I think, one of the points Helen Clark was trying to make that wasn't perhaps being understood, was that this model isn't like that. This model's actually learned from that. And in particular, by making the license allocation, by making it have to achieve social equity objectives, that's like the crux of the whole thing. It's barely been debated at all in any of the media coverage. Mm. And it changes completely the flavour of legalisation, because every single license application, and, you know, has to put social equity and doing good by your community, repairing the bad parts of the war on drugs, acting more like a charity and a non-profit compared to a money-making enterprise. And when you combine that with all the advertising restrictions and marketing controls, it's really the, you know, the opposite of the fear-mongering they're saying. And when you look at vulnerable communities, the authority that gives out the licensing, you know, it's not going to be a whole bunch of different ones and flooding kind of street corners. They'll look at, is this license, if we grant it in this area, is it going to improve social equity and good outcomes for the community? Yeah, and if it isn't, then the license won't go ahead.
Think about all the prying eyes on this as well. It's like, it's going to be hard for them to make like hectic wrong moves. You know what I mean? There's going to be a lot of people watching how this goes down when it does go down. You know,
that's true as well, and there could be phased approaches, and that's a good thing about what this authority can do with their licensing. They can really kind of manage it. It's not just open the floodgates, but by having those good outcomes right at the crux of it, that's really you know, as I say, it ensures good behavior. They're not just going to give out unlimited licenses. They're going to give it only to the cream of the crop, the ones that can do the best. And they'll be kept on their toes by the people who missed out,
right?
So who will want that license. So everyone, what it does is it motivates people to be really good social enterprises and really good, you know, operations that benefit their local communities.
Mm.
So, and when you think about that, how that might play out over the years, that just means hopefully it gets more and more popular as people see, oh, the sky didn't fall, and actually all these shops have made good contributions. Look, they donate to these things and do all these other great things that other businesses don't do. Yeah.
Lastly, if I get my weed stolen, am I able to call the cops to get my weed?
Totally.
How mint is that?
Yes. And one of my favourite clauses of the bill, I forget what I want.
You work for me now.
216. So there was a clause way down the bottom that said you can't get sticks and roots in your...
Oh, rad, man.
Product. They can't pad out the bag with a crap bit of the plant.
One time
I thought, wow, that's good quality control. I like that. That's
one time there was a little bit of metal in my bag one time.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Just to weigh it down a bit.
Well, there was a thing...
Bum me out as well, John. Bum me out as well. I made that face.
They were sticking like glass beads on weed overseas, and there were some rumours that it might have come up here. It made it look all more crystally, but of course it gave people a form of asbestos type stuff, you know. So
please,
there's all sorts of dodgy
things that can happen.
Exactly.
Kia ora, Chris. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you very much. Oh, one last thing. Yep. We've done another run of billboards and flyers for the last big push, and over the last week or so, we've got a couple of hundred out and over 100,000 leaflets and really been ramping up everything. And so if people want to stick a billboard on their fence and that, come to the hemp store, you can grab one. We'll give you a bit of, you know, how to do it and that, and that would be awesome. And you know, help get those flyers out and just, you know, get out there and vote.
Texter, is it going to open an Osh can of worms? No. How many people are rolling around at work drunk? Okay. See you later, Chris.
Yep.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.